Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. How are you? How are you, Sylvia?
I'm good. How are you?
We're here today, Cindy. I'm good.
Hey.
Yeah. We're here to give you some good news.
All right. See, change doesn't happen if you take it easy, right? You got to go through something hard and then something different will happen, right?
Yeah, I think maybe it's a positive thing. We always have to take things in a positive way because we never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Just enjoy every moment.
Yeah. So, do you have any articles?
I do, actually. I think I read an article last week about a girl that started a pen pal system, and it had over 7,000 respondents because due to the pandemic they were feeling very lonely with isolation. And I could imagine how this grandmother must have felt. She's a great great grandmother, and this year she got more than 1,000 Christmas cards from around the world.
Wow.
She's 92 years old. Her name is Nancy Lethem, and she usually receives only 4 cards around the holidays as her friends got older and they died out. You know, it's pretty tough, you know, like the older you get, the more you experience things like that. And especially it's even harder because it's due to old age and just naturally passing on. I can't imagine being old and then my friends are gonna start dying off, but it's really nice that other people around you just saying that, you know, they're here for you, even though it's all around the world. So, her Nancy's granddaughter, Leo Shepherd, she posted an appeal and expected to receive around 40 cards from neighbors in Scotland where her family lives. So it's also amazing what the internet can do too, because I believe a few podcasts ago, we did something on bookstores that closed down, well, not closed down, but they had a tumbleweed day where they had no online sales or no one came in because of the pandemic. And because of their appeal, they started to get sales. Huh. So in the same sense, now we have online appeals and just reaching out to people in general can just get you the response you need. And especially at a time like this during the holidays, everyone understands how that must be, just being lonely. Yeah. And now she's getting cards from India, the United States, Canada, Australia, Italy, and Spain. I kind of wish I saw the appeal. I would have loved to give her a Christmas card. And if you could see the photo, it's really adorable. She's standing and she's looking at all of the cards surrounding her. She hung it up on a string.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's also a mom of 7. And she has 17 grandchildren, 46 great-grandchildren, and 10 great-great-grandchildren. And she's also gotten chocolates, flowers, and Christmas ornaments from random people.
That's really adorable. Oh my God.
Her granddaughter, Leo, reads the cards to her because she can't see too well.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's so sweet to bring holiday cheer to those that need it. I love reading cards and it just brings my face to a smile. Or a smile to my face.
Yeah.
I mean, to follow up on that, we definitely have good-spirited people. I have a story where someone's mom called him on the phone and said, "Hey, remember that little yellow container you were saving money in?"
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "Yeah, well, I found it on your bed and it's filled with money." So he took it to the bank and he counted it himself. Sorry. He counted it himself and it was apparently came out to be $165.
Oh, which was wow.
Yeah. Hey. He was like, you know what? What am I going to do with $165 now? Maybe I should do something nice with it. So he Twittered. He Twittered people and said, "Hey, whoever wants $165 for Christmas presents or any presents, please hit me up. Please DM me." Someone DM'd him named Jeff Jones and said, "Hey, can you send your Venmo here?" He was like, "Okay." But he wasn't sure why. And he put up his Venmo, and in one day, he got $55,000 from people. Just like that.
Wow, wait, that's kind of bizarre. Why did they give him money?
Yeah, because he wanted to do a good deed, and people felt that that was so nice of him to donate his money. They just decided to give him money, and it became $55 in one day.
You know, I think he did such a great thing, too. Very heartwarming.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess, in a way, if someone were to take it, they would probably feel terrible about it, you know?
Yeah.
His intention was probably to give money to someone in need.
Of course. And he actually took the money and gave other people. Mm-hmm. He did donate the money. He gifted people with cash for the holidays, as well as funds for car repairs, utility bills, and groceries. It said that he sent $200 sums to dozens of families to help them cover medical bills. He gave $10,000 to the RIP Medical Debt, a national nonprofit organization that buys debt from collection agencies and forgives them.
Wow.
Yeah. And later on, they told him, his name is Larson. They told Larson that his $10,000 donation translates to $1 million in debt relief. Debt reduction relief.
Wow.
Yeah. Hello, Matthew, aka Hello. Sunshine.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi. I don't know why my name is Sunshine. Actually, as I tried to sign in Zoom, it changed my name to Sunshine. I'm not even joking. True story.
I thought you changed it. I thought it was a way to hack around it.
So I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should leave it just because it's kind of... But yeah, I couldn't sign in. The regular code wasn't working, and I became Sunshine, apparently.
Wow. Well, that's your name. I thought someone else... from somewhere else, or Sylvia's friend or something was coming on, but it wasn't.
Nope, it's just me as Sunshine. Okay, I gotta go find Sunshine. A sun background now.
All right, Sunshine, we're just talking about how a guy named Larson got money from his mom, and it's from a yellow container called a SpongeBob SquarePants container. He just wanted to give away his money that he saved as a little kid. And $165 became $55,000 just by Twitter, just by tweeting something really nice. People just gave.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. This happened in Salt Lake County.
Salt Lake County, I'm guessing it's Utah.
Yes, it's from Utah. Utah, Salt Lake. Isn't people nice? Isn't this nice? Let's get with the spirits. Maybe I should leave my Venmo below. I will use it for a good cause. Yeah.
Feed homeless people.
What was that?
Feed homeless people?
Yes. Feed homeless people. You know, anyone need anything would be great to donate. You know, I know it's tough. A lot of people, not everybody have it good financially. And it's always great to give back. We always talk about giving back, and it's always good to talk about it because we spread the word. We don't forget about it. We just continue. So they call this the accidental philanthropist. Well, actually, he is going to write an autobiography one day and call it that. The accidental philanthropist.
Oh, you know, I actually never really used Twitter because I didn't understand it. Even now... But I didn't realize it can be so powerful. You just put your thoughts out there, and then there's other like-minded people who you could reach out to.
Yeah. Andy Larson. Oh, he's a sports writer. Okay. He's a sports writer. So maybe he is a little popular. Who knows? Am I a sports person? No, not really. But I appreciate sports.
the only sports writer I know is Everyone Loves Raymond from Raymond from Everyone Loves Raymond.
So actually, Andy Larson is from Utah Jazz, an NBA beat writer for the Salt Lake Tribune. So he is a data journalist for the Tribune. Props to you.
Very good, very nice. I really love these type of stories, and everyone just reaches out and they pull their resources together and they help other people.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, I didn't know that there was a an organization that tries to forgive people's medical debts.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the organizations out there that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to learn about them.
Even accidentally.
Yeah.
There are a lot of organizations out there for medical debt, actually. I know quite a few of them. Because medical bills get astronomical. So there are people out there to try to help because it's just ridiculous how the medical bills can be, especially if you have like a really bad sickness. Mm-hmm. You'll suddenly owe $1 million and like health insurance didn't cover nothing. So there has to be people to help put out. Otherwise, I don't know. So I'm grateful for those type of organizations.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that health comes first in mm-hmm. anything. And if we can have some kind of help financially for our health, it would help us greatly to live longer. And right now is what we want, to live longer. Health comes first. This is my theory. Health comes first, you know, with yourself, with your family, then wealth. Health, then wealth.
Yep, and everything follows.
Yeah. Because when you pass on, you just don't go at anything. So the better thing is to enjoy yourself with good health.
And live a quality life, right?
Yeah.
Something to be proud of.
Exactly. And also, it would be nice to win the lottery. Like this one preschool teacher who was laid off after 20 years, he won the lottery. He won a scratch-off. He won the $250,000 Gold Rush scratch off.
Wow. My mom, she plays these all the time. And she's always hoping to win big too, but I'm glad someone won finally. I thought they were doing this on purpose, not giving people money. But hey, there's somebody here that won.
Yeah. So this is a preschool teacher in Charlotte, North Carolina. After 2 decades of working, Joe Camp was laid off in September because of the coronavirus, or in amidst to the coronavirus. And then he lost his father, which was pretty sad. He was in a dark place. He had no job. His dad was gone from the world. And he just bought a lottery. He bought the scratch off. The universe, I believe, gave him that ticket. He kept believing in himself because all his friends were there for him. And he just really was in a bad place until he won the lottery. It definitely helped him a little bit, a lot, because he don't have a job.
Right.
Yeah. It was at a gas station, actually. I'm always wary of gas stations and lottery, but hey, you can actually win.
But why would you be wary of gas stations and lotteries?
I don't know. I just feel like it's so odd to win at a gas station than a store, convenience store. I don't know. That's what I feel.
Would you believe it more if they say instead of you winning money, you win $200,000 worth of gas?
You're going to have to be traveling a lot and driving a long time.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind winning $200,000 in gas. I would be happy because I'll be driving all the time.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to change cars and such. But $200,000 in gas price? Come on, Exxon. Come on, BP and all these Shell. Have a sweepstakes. I'll enter.
Good news is challenging all the gas companies out there to make a gas giveaway sweepstakes of $200,000 in gas.
Yes.
To one lucky winner.
And hopefully we'll be here and read about it here and then hopefully talk about ourselves. Good news to us.
Good news to us. Good news to you. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys win the lottery too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wants to use it on his family, which is sweet. He wants to save for his daughter's education. Education is important. He wants to buy a new home. He plans to pass down to his loved ones. It's sweet that he's thinking. Yeah, he's thinking about his loved ones. Not everyone thinks about their loved ones. And he just thought about them. And that's where his heart is. It's not selfish.
What he's not thinking about blowing all of his money on nonsense. You know, it's sad he lost his father, he lost his job all in the same time. Mm-hmm. And the only thing he has is his daughter, really. And, you know, he figured to himself, you know what, this is my second chance. You know, this is my chance to do something for someone else and make their life better, right? And his daughter is his legacy. So it's like he's helping himself too.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is giving me hope to play the lottery. we're in New York City right now, and this is North Carolina. I don't know if it's a coincidence where the states are. I don't know if the lottery knows the winning tickets. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, I remember a very long time ago, someone won, I don't know how much they won, but they must have won like a million or something right by where we live. So it does happen, you know, people in New York do win, but it just, other states also win too. One of these days, we're going to win again.
I think the most won state is Texas. I could be wrong. There's a lady there that won 4 times.
Oh.
So if somebody can win it 4 times, we can win it once, right?
Yeah, it is a spirit. That's certainly good news. Do you guys have another article that you would like to share?
I do. So a 9-year-old boy asked Santa to give his hoverboard away to a grieving child who wanted the same gift. The story starts off that the family of this 9-year-old, they joined an anonymous program where they match families to give gifts to. This little boy just lost his grandfather to cancer. And he said the one thing he wanted was a hoverboard. So the couple's son found out and he wrote a letter and told them that he wants to donate his hoverboard to the boy as his Christmas gift. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so really sweet.
But the family figured, you know what? They want to make sure that both boys get their hoverboard in the end. The family bought the little boy a hoverboard. And the little boy kept his hoverboard.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The thought was nice.
Yeah.
The thought of donating a hoverboard. It's like Back to the Future. You have a hoverboard. I think that's where the idea came from.
I think so.
The DeLorean. You know, when Michael J. Fox was on the car, it looks like it was hovering in the air.
Yeah. So the organization was called Barry L. Joyce Cancer Fund in Madison. So the family are meteorologists. His name is Jason from Asheville, North Carolina. And he says, every year we try to think about someone or an organization to help out. And they normally focus on children. The sad thing was they're looking into children that became parentless. So they don't have parents. And this one little boy just lost his grandfather due to cancer. So I assume he's probably left just with his grandmother. They got matched with this little boy. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Heartwarming story.
Yes.
I do want to donate stuff, but I have to get in my attic and try to find things because I have so much bags of stuff, like old clothes and everything. But I'll just do that soon. Good to just look through your old clothes and see what you have to donate.
Yeah.
And donate it. Hopefully it goes to a good cause.
I definitely have a lot of stuff, so I'm down for that.
Yeah. Maybe stuff from the 90s, because the 90s are back.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Though, if I had to keep one thing from the 90s, I might keep the butterfly clips. Those are useful.
Yeah, and butterflies was a big thing in the 90s.
Uh-huh. I had a butterflies, and they had the t-shirts top with sunshine on it.
Yes, we had that in the 90s.
I think I got some new t-shirts for Christmas, and they look really 90s inspired.
Ah, 90s is back. I do love the 90s because I grew up in the 90s.
We grew up in the 90s. A lot of nostalgia going on.
Yeah. I wonder if bell bottoms will come back.
Well, bell bottoms isn't the 90s. Bell bottoms is the 60s, and then the 60s guys, the 90s took it from the 60s.
So but, every 20, 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, yep. It's actually a rule, I think, because I was reading about it. I was like, oh, so what's the trend for the 2020? And he said, well, it's 2020, so it should follow up from the 2000s. But I guess they wanted to go further back, and they brought back the 90s. So I guess every 20, 30 years. If they're bringing back the 2000s, they're probably trying to bring back low-rise jeans.
That was a good
thing. I don't know. I didn't like low-rise jeans, but that was a thing back in high school.
Yeah, you see everyone's underwears when they sit down.
Oh, yeah. Like they call it the whale tail. When you sit down, you see the little whale tail, right?
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah, when your underwear shows in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was in eighth grade, this kid had the low rise on, and he had silky lavender underwear on.
It's a guy?
It's a guy.
Silky lavender on underwear.
Yeah.
All right.
I was sitting behind him in class, and I was shocked. Me and my friend was like, what is this?
Wow. So
he was a big guy, too.
Yeah. It's amazing what people are wearing, and now you got low rise pants to show it off.
Yeah, don't be ashamed to wear silky lavender underwear, guys.
Hey, who doesn't like
Why are you revealing my secret?
I'm sorry. It's okay. I shouldn't even say sorry because it's in silky lavender underwear for men.
I got a lot of lavender this year too. It's a nice color.
Yeah, lavender and sheep.
Sheep?
Like pink wool things are in right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, the Sherpa. Is that what they call it? Yes. Yeah, I got a lot of that too. Nice and warm.
Yeah. So, speaking of comfortable and wool and Sherpa, someone left their plush toy in the Delta airplane. And a flight attendant wants to find out who left their plush toy in the Delta airplane. She has been looking for the owner for so long. It's right there is a little stuffed animal.
Aww. And she put a little face mask and Purell next to it.
Yeah. It's so cute, right? It was well cared for. Plush animal. She really wants to find the owner. Delta flight attendant Fabiola Figuera, 27-year-old, who personally wants to see if she can find a toy's owner on social media by sharing photos of the stuffed animal. But despite an outpouring of support, the post racked up over 1,000 shares and hundreds of likes and comments. But she still haven't found the owner.
Huh.
So hopefully maybe it was meant to be for her. Hear. Maybe. You never know. But if you are the owner of this plush bear, you can get it from Delta Flight 1330 in Kansas City, Montana, MO, to Atlanta. And a person could be in Atlanta. Isn't that cute?
That's really cute. So everyone listening, there's a plush toy from Delta. Delta found a plushie. If it's your plushie, someone has it.
Yes. And the toy has been flying around in the plane all this time. Routes to Memphis, Louisville, and Atlanta. The toy was left on December 16th.
That's really nice. Speaking of little guys, I think I have an article now.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it.
Let's see if I can get the sharing going here. All right. So, we have a tiny little chihuahua with a very huge heart.
Aww.
It's named America's Humane Dog of the Year. This little guy is named Mackenzie. Mackenzie is born with a cleft lip, so that's why the tongue is sticking out, which kind of makes it look more adorable. Though the dog has lost his ability to bark, it has the ability to help special needs animals and special needs people. Basically, it can act like a mother for a lot of animals. It's raised all sorts of different animals.
Wait, it's taken care of. The dog raised other animals?
Yeah, because they needed a mother. It was like a surrogate mother to them in a way. Not surrogate, but it was like a mother figure to the little puppies and baby animals growing up. It's raised kittens, goats, a turkey, a squirrel, a bird, a mouse, and a Great Dane.
Oh, wow. Such a motherly kind of dog.
It's just able to give love back because it was a rescue animal itself. So now it's helping rescue other animals. And a lot of these animals, when they're young, they need like a mother figure just to be around, I guess. And this dog is able to provide that. But it also helps kids with special needs too at times by bringing lots of love and joy. It's defective. Didn't stop it.
That's really adorable. And the dog, with such a small size, taking care of all these other dogs and animals, actually. Not only dogs, but just all these animals. It's a high-thinking dog. Really higher up there. Not even people think this way. Maybe it has a human brain in a dog. Or dogs are just that smart.
It naturally wants the mother out of the little creature, I guess you could say. It's instinctive.
But how did this dog take care of all these other animals?
So it works with, it's like, part of the American Humane Dog, no.
So the dog's part of an organization?
Yeah, but I just don't know what the organization is right now. I guess American Humane Society.
Okay, well,
that's
thank
what I'm
you.
Finding
okay.
here. I'm highlighting it for you.
Yeah. American Humane. Very sweet, very sweet. We love our cuddly animals. You know that. We all love our cuddlies. Well, thank you, Sunshine, for sharing that.
Anytime.
Very cute. We always have to take care of our animals out there. They're innocent. Yeah. Such a small animal doing big deeds. If that animal could do it, anyone can.
Yeah, I've heard stories about other animals taking care of other animals. Like a mother dog who lost her litter of puppies found kittens and took care of those kittens as if they were her puppies. It was so sweet. And I feel like, you know, it helped both parties, like one grieving mother dog and kittens that need milk.
Aww.
Yeah.
Let's spread the love. Everyone, spread the love.
Did you ever hear the story of the boy being raised by wolves?
Oh, yeah. I think there were two of them, right? Uh-huh. I forgot their names. It was an old myth. It was an old legend.
But it's actually a true story, too. They actually found a kid that was raised by wolves. And basically, it was a baby. Something happened. I think I could be completely wrong about how it happened, but it was like a plane crash. And the baby survived, and it was like a family, but the parents died. It was like, you know, private jet. And wolves, they just took the kid in.
Very cute. I'm surprised. It kind of reminds me of Tarzan in a way, except Tarzan was raised in a jungle, right?
Yeah, I think something like that with monkeys, if I'm not. I never really read Tarzan, so.
Me neither. It's been a while since I've seen that Disney show.
Yeah. It's time to watch Tarzan.
Well, it is, it's the holiday season. It's time to sit back, relax, and watch old nostalgic shows, maybe lighthearted, maybe.
Yeah. I've heard of a story with a boy raised by dogs. Maybe it was wolves. So, I mean, I heard that story. I've seen it. And the little boy is like crawling like a dog. And he thinks he's a dog because he was raised by dogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk.
Oh, he doesn't talk at all. He's not used to human interactions.
No, he barely understands human words. Like, he can say them, but it's kind of like his language, I guess, is whatever the dogs speak, because that's the language he learned.
Yeah.
So, he talks very little.
Aww. Very nice. We take care of our animals, the animals take care of us. It's all good. I think I have another article to share. A New Jersey family has taken 6 orphan siblings into their home.
Aww.
Aww, that's very sweet. There are 12 handmade gingerbread houses on the dining room table at the Kolas home. K-O-L-A-S. One for each member of the household and 2 extras. Very cute. Try serving dinner to 8 growing boys and girls ages 8 to 20. Try juggling with parenthood with large and career while your house is under construction because your ever-expanding family has outgrown it. Isn't that amazing?
Very sweet.
Yeah. It's nutty, very nutty, said the mom, Rebecca Kolas.
I always heard that it's difficult to adopt children. It's nice that the state or whoever an adoption agency looked past whatever requirements they had and she qualified to have more children.
Yeah. Yeah, she has 3 boys of her own, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. She's 50 years old. She has 3 boys already of her own. She wants a girl. That's why she went to adopt a girl.
Oh, okay. Is this foster care or is it real adoption?
It's a real adoption, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the girl that she went to adopt had 5 siblings who also needed a home.
Wow.
She just took them all in.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. These kids went through a lot growing up because of, the not having parents. And she just said they deserve a nice home, which is very sweet. And the kid loves it. One of the kids said she just loves it here. They just took her in and adopted her in a warm home.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It's sweet. They adopted a 2-year-old in 2013, Ella Fuller. And they went to the New Jersey Department of Children and Families. And she had a 1-year-old brother, William. They also took him in too. It's nice that they take siblings in because, you're bonding with your siblings as well. Mm-hmm.
They didn't split them up.
No. And it's super sweet that they did that. Even if they had kids of their own, they did. They still took in other kids. If you can, why not? Ella, her older sibling, became parentless after the sudden death of her father. They got all the kids, all the siblings together. And they're very thankful now.
Yeah. And now more than ever, you really need family.
It's really sweet
that she saved them from being in the foster system.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. so sweet to just save kids and provide a home.
Right.
Especially kids, because you're growing up. When you're a kid, it's tough when you have everything against you. I'm sure a lot of people went through a lot of hardships, mm-hmm. but if we can make a child's life happier and better, that child will grow up to be something nice and good and stress-free and traumaless.
Right, and children need that type of guidance because they're still learning and growing. Their brain is still developing, so they need that structure from adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're young, I don't know, maybe my perspectives change, but I just value family so much more now as I got older. When I was young, I was always just like running around and stuff. So it's nice to have that
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what you'll miss, I feel.
Yeah. And they also said that it's true. They also said that they have a mortgage, but they're just going to try to make it happen.
Yeah. And they actually have the means too. I just read that they're both lawyers, so they could afford to take in these children, which is very relieving.
That is
mm-hmm.
super sweet. Yeah, they said it's not for everyone. They acknowledged that, you know, their friends were like, you're nuts, why would you do something? But the parents think they're superheroes, and I agree that they are superheroes for taking them in. They're just trying to make a difference.
Yep.
They want people to become a foster parent, because people need more foster parents out there.
Yep. And the more people in their house, the more love there is.
Yeah. I like a full house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than that. Well, I hope everyone has a great week. You know, we hope that we were able to lighten and brighten your world. This is what we are here for, to do that. And I will try to work for more exposure for Good News Crew. So I'm going to try to do that.
So I have a quote.
Okay.
By Mother Teresa. And it says, I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things. Yep. And I think that just ties in all of these really, really wonderful articles about people reaching out to other people to do great things.
Absolutely. That's such a great article. What was that again? Can you repeat it one more time in case anyone wants to hear it?
So there's a famous quote by Mother Teresa, and she says, I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. But together, we can do great things.
Yes, yes, together. We all can come together. It's always great to have business together, family life together, rather than being alone.
Right, and you should never feel alone. And thanks to social media and Twitter and Instagram and even Facebook and GoFundMe, we could put out a cause, put out your cause out there and reach thousands of people who agree with your cause and achieve your goals. Absolutely. And maybe even sometimes the universe will provide for you too, just like the lottery ticket, right?
Yes, absolutely. We come together for all of this. Yes, and thank you for all the Good News Crew here. You know, for coming together and helping to lighten and brighten the world, which is amazing, because I think that people are listening to us, and I'm very thankful for that and appreciative.
Yes.
Yes, and thank you for so much for the support. We hope to keep you all here and continue supporting you with good news to lighten and brighten your world. I hope everyone have a great week. Be blessed, stay warm. Stay safe, and see you for the next podcast, the next episode.